from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Dukes and Bell, presented by Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to Brett Boone. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Insider call presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Brett Boone, we have been, you know, back and forth on this Braves team. And that's where I want to start, because it feels like, you know, we lost a game in Colorado last week and it just felt like it was a gut punch, right? We had a 6-run lead. We blew it. You've been in games like that, Brett, where, you know, you have a lead and all of a sudden you don't know what the hell went wrong. And then
and then
we go and, you know, we get two amazing pitching performances, one from Chris Sale, Charlie Morton. And it just felt like, okay, hey, all of a sudden we're getting some life. And then you see Money Harris come back. How confident should we feel that this team can get to where we want them to be this season?
Yeah, I've been looking at the Braves, and as far as talking you off the bridge, I just did a Seattle show yesterday. You talk about these guys are going great; they just got swept, and it's like next week it might be all okay. I've said from the beginning, I think this Braves team is a playoff team. It has been from the get go. You know, I've been looking at the numbers from a year ago versus today. A year ago, you're leading in every offensive category. This year has been a different tone. You know, a year ago, Matt Olson hit 54 homers. Right now, he's got 21. It's a little bit different. A year ago, you had Acuna. You haven't had him. Albies has been on and off the IL. And you start off the season with your best pitcher, Spencer Strider, going down. That being said, the pitching's been better than it was a year ago. So it's kind of a trade-off. Nevertheless, I think this is a playoff team. They're playing in a tough division. I think the Phillies, for me, on paper, everything said and done, not a hot streak, not cold. I think the Phillies healthy are the best team in baseball. Just my opinion. But the Braves are in that division. But I still think they're a playoff team. It's good to see Harris come back. His first at bat, it's a grand slam, like a movie script for him. Riley seems to be coming on a little bit, and you're waiting for that hot push from Olson. Azuna's been an MVP candidate if he wasn't a DH all year long. And the pitching staff's been great. Sale coming over. I saw that deal and I thought, I don't know about Chris Sale. Do I trust him? I've watched him the last 3 or 4 years. Well, right now, I think if the voting were in, he'd be the Cy Young at this part of the season. So I think you got a lot of positive things going for you. And, you know, you're going to get Albies back. You just got to keep grinding out at this stage of the season. It's the dog days and it's the race to the finish and what you want to be when you
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You get to the end of September, is you want to have a seat at the table and you want to be healthy. And I think nowadays, health is the most important thing, whereas in past years, you didn't deal with the injuries like we do today. I feel as if injuries are at an all-time high, and the team that's healthy at the right time is usually the team that has success.
It is former All-Star Brett Boone with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Yeah, since the All-Star break, bet, we're four games under 500, but we got more home runs than anybody else. We got 50 home runs, so that's starting to crank up. We're concerned about Max Fried, though. Here's a guy that's helped us win a World Series, and, you know, if we get into, like, you know, these dog days now in September, I'm not sure we can count on him just right now.
Well, time will tell. Right now, you're sitting in a wild card spot as we speak. Mets are two out. San Francisco Giants are 3.5 out. San Francisco Giants got some good pitching. You guys just got out of there winning 3 out of 4. But they've got some good pitching with Snell and who is the Webb, Harrison, Robbie Ray. He kind of imploded against the Braves, and that led up to the Harrod home run. I just think this team, top to bottom, and when you pitch as good as you pitch, I think they're going to be here. Lopez coming back soon.
Okay.
I think he's rehabbing, I believe, as we speak. I think when you pitch as good as this team pitches, with a lot of potential on the offensive side, let's be honest, they've underperformed. They haven't gone up to their, you know, expectations that everybody has for the Atlanta Braves and this team in the last 3 or 4 years. They haven't lived up to that this year. But that's baseball, and year to year, things are different. Guys have down years. Guys get hurt. So that's why on the offensive side. But I look at this pitching staff, and if they can just stay healthy, Lopez comes back, they stay healthy, I think they're the best team of the crop of teams I'm looking at. The Arizonas, the New York Mets, San Francisco Giants. I think Atlanta's just better than those teams, so I think they're going to have a seat at the table when it comes to a wild card. San Diego Padre team, different animal.
Right.
At the break, man, they made some big moves in that bullpen. I think they got the best bullpen in baseball. So the Padres might be a real force when it gets to the postseason as well.
Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions. Brett Boone joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, I'll tell you who's not having a down year. That's stinking Aaron Judge. 43 Oof. Home runs. He leads the league in RBI. He's the MVP, right?
Absolutely. I don't even think – as great as Juan Soto's been, I just watched – they potentially walked Juan Soto to get to Judge.
Yep.
He hit a home run, but Soto had hit four home runs in his last six at-bats. As great of a year as Juan Soto's having, and he's a great player, top three in the game. I'd put Shohei Ohtani in that category as well. I think Aaron Judge right now, this particular time in his career, is just kind of a shoulders above everybody else. He's just that good. He's that big of a force. He's the only guy I know that's capable of hitting 60, maybe one day 70 home runs if he can stay healthy. He's just kind of in a league of his own right now.
Does your brother love him? I mean, is he a great guy to work for?
Well, how do you not love that? You know, I asked him. I said, you know, they're a good guy until they don't hit. He's like, you're damn right. I used to ask my dad this when he was managing. I said, so, Dad, you're telling me that player X, you don't like as a human being, because he's hitting 220. And he looked at me dead in the eye. He said, absolutely. I can't stand him. I said, but player, why? Let's throw his character out.
Yep.
He's hitting 310. You like him as a human being. He goes, Absolutely. So that's where you got when it comes to managing. Yeah, it tends to go that way.
Hey, meanwhile, a guy that unfortunately is playing in Kansas City, so no one really sees him, but we see him on the All-Star game in the highlights, is Bobby Witt. That's one of the great stories in baseball this year.
He's a beast. He's a beast. One of those, that young crop of great players, and he's just coming into his own this year. And having an MVP season, people are talking about him as the MVP, and obviously the people in Kansas City are going to be saying, "Yeah, Witt over Judge." But I just don't think you can do it. Now we've got 6 weeks to go. Anything could happen. An injury here and a hot streak from the other guy. Anything can happen down the stretch. But if all things equal, everybody stays healthy, they play it out the next 6 weeks. I don't think you can really compete with Aaron Judge. He's just too good. I mean, he's the closest thing I've seen to Bonds. And Bonds,
yeah,
to this day, no one's even close. There's Bonds and then there's everybody else. And Judge is, I think, the closest thing we're seeing to Bonds, where if you make a bad pitch, it's not going to be a base hit somewhere. It's ricocheting off a facade. You know, the rest of us, we get a good pitch to hit, and we're in a hot zone. Man, we're going to square something up and hit something hard somewhere in the yard. Once in a while, it's a home run. But with Aaron Judge right now, if you miss, it's not a double, it's not a single, it's a homer. Singles are like a mistake for Aaron right now. It's pretty cool to watch. And you know, that duo of Soto and Judge, I think they're kind of unmatched right now in Major League Baseball.
Brett, I'm so glad you said that, because I was a young guy covering Major League Baseball when Bonds was doing what he was doing at his best, at his height. And I would tell people, I would tell people he would get one pitch a night to hit, maybe. Because nobody was pitching to him. He was so damn good. And then that one pitch, he would take deep.
Right.
And it was so incredible to see.
I'll tell you what, if you've got time for a 30-second story, that's the coolest story I've ever told.
Yes, always, Brett.
Okay. Barry Bonds, by far the greatest player. I think if you asked anybody from my generation that played against him, it would be overwhelmingly Bonds is the best, by far. Anyway, Ray Boone. You know, played from 47 to 59. The proudest man I know, my grandfather, proudest man I know about his generation and defending him to the hilt. He used to come to my games and he'd be like, "Yeah, who's it? Randy Johnson?" I said, "Gramps, Randy Johnson's pretty good." He's, "Ah, he ain't no Bob Seltzer." You know how those old guys were. I say, "Gramps, pretty good." I say, "We talk about Bonds." Yeah, Ted Williams was the man. Bonds can't hit with Ted Williams back. Well, anyway, fast forward. Grandpa got sick, and he passed away in 2004. I went and visited him. I was playing in Seattle at the time. I got on a plane after a day game. I came down. He couldn't speak. All he could do was write on a chalkboard. That's how we communicated. The day before he passed away, and he wrote down this. He wrote, "Brett, this Jake Peavy kid's going to be good." This one, Jake Peavy was a rookie coming up. And Grandpa was a scout for the Boston Red Sox, and Peavy was in his section. He said, "Just Jake Peavy guy's going to be pretty good. And yes, Barry Bonds is a better player than Ted Williams."
Wow.
As soon as he wrote that down, I remember I teared up because I knew this man's going to die today, because there's no way in hell he's going to live to have to live this down and have this conversation.
Wow.
And the next day, Grandpa passed away. But he said that on his deathbed. I'll never forget it. So when anybody ever wants to argue with me about Barry Bonds, I said, if you knew Ray Boone and you knew how prideful he was about his generation and his guys, and I tell him that story, I said, it's over. It's over, wow. Johnny. And that's one of my coolest stories and fond memories, even though it was in his last days of me and Gramps.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
That's awesome, man. And over Teddy ballgame, which is, again, some would say that is
for him
sacrilegious.
To say anybody was better than Teddy,
right?
People don't understand. That just didn't happen until that day.
And Brett, you know, we talk about this all the time. I just, like, it is what it is. I just don't think he should pay for the sins of an entire generation, you know, of the steroid era. Because, as Carl likes to bring up, the guy saw maybe one or two good pitches an entire night.
No, he was tremendous.
You know what I don't like about it? And I think it's the opinions, that the uneducated opinions, and it's the bias of the people that talk about it that say, well, you know, Barry did it. They'll pick a player that they love, was a media darling. They'll say, he did it the right way. Well, how the hell do you know if you're covering it? You have no idea what he did. Your brain just wants him to not have done it.
Right.
So these guys have no idea who did it, who didn't do it. And you either, I think you either need to take the approach of everybody did it or nobody did it. But the field was even. And he's just so much better than the next guy. The fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is
a shame.
Absurd to me.
He
was so good. So good.
I'm with you on this. Brett Boone, thank you so much. Odyssey MLB Insider. It's always good to talk with you. We'll see where this thing is here next time we get a chance to chop it up with you. As you know, now we're getting into September.
I'm coming to Atlanta. I'll be in Atlanta on the 22nd. We got the Braves alumni.
That's right.
I'll be coming out. Maybe we can make it. I can stop by the studio.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Man, yeah. All right.
That would be great. Hey,
got it.
Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.